This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy
and Jess.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
You know, always something to complain about. How's your week going? I know that you had that little vacation, your little break. How'd that go?
It went really well. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm actually like I'm kind of dragging today because it's like we got back yesterday and I'm tired.
Yeah.
I lived it up.
Yeah. Do it, you know? Girl. Go ham.
You don't get the right sleep. You don't eat the right things all the time.
No.
You know, you don't. It was vacation. So now I'm dragging a little bit.
I feel that. I understand that.
Totally worth it.
No, it looked like you guys had a really good time.
We did. We got to go see our friend for her birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Ruby.
Yeah, sure.
Happy belated birthday.
Yeah, it is belated. It was earlier this week. But she moved away from us, you know.
Speak almost for yourself.
I told her that you wanted to be her new best friend. She wanted to take you, or you wanted to take her from me.
Yeah, what'd she say?
And she's like, what? I'm like, you didn't listen, did you? And then she's like, how come everything's about your podcast?
She sounds like Zeb.
No, it was funny. And then we went to this park where you can go like down to the water.
Yeah.
But then you can also hike up in the forest. And we did a nice hike, which really kicked my butt. You know, when you go down to the water, you should do that last. I figured this out. That should be last because the hill that you have to climb to get back up.
Yeah.
It's a monster.
Yeah.
No, it was a lot of fun. And we, you know, spent almost the whole day with good old Ruby. We haven't seen her in a long time. We talk to each other like daily, but in a chat, it's different when you get to like see each other. And then Aspen made risotto and scallops for dinner.
Ooh.
And so here's the thing. I had never had risotto. Is that weird?
No.
I've always seen it made on different cooking shows and stuff. And I've just never, I either have never been somewhere where it's like on the menu and I wanted it right then, or I've never made it myself.
Yeah.
And then I say I haven't had scallops before, but the reason being I ordered it from a certain place and I don't know that I should say what place, but they were awful.
Oh no.
They were like rubbery and gross. And I was like, I don't know how people eat that. So when I told my friends that, they're like, no, that's not how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be able to like, you could cut it with a fork. Like it's really soft. And I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
You gotta stop eating scallops at Red Lobster.
I mean, honestly,
I knew it at the color crustacean.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So, Aspen told me that was my first mistake. So
she's correct.
But now I know how to make both of them.
Yeah.
And then the next day we went to Ocean Shores.
Yeah,
and we got to play on the beach and it was a beautiful day. I was worried it was going to be rainy and gross, but it was so pretty. And I love the beach.
Yeah. I just love being at the ocean. Something about the air.
Like
that fresh sea air. I love I love that we live in a coastal state too. I don't know.
Yeah, we're very lucky for what we have in our state.
I
Like, I don't think
know.
realize how like what an amazing state. Like, if you go about a little over halfway through Montana and then into the Dakotas, we are so lucky.
I know.
I've
You don't
been
have to
that.
tell me. I know.
It's all flat and boring. There's nothing. It's rolling hills. So the Ocean Shores Day was kind of an interesting day because we had one of the people in our vacation group not feeling well.
Oh no.
And the funny thing is, we were laughing about what we had been eating because it was a lot of rice and a lot of seafood. As I guess most people do on vacation, I don't know. So, like the first night that we were there, Aspen and I had crab cakes and we had like a rice pilaf kind of thing with it.
Yeah.
But then the next day at lunch we had sushi.
Shit.
Then that night is when we had the scallops and the risotto. So it
Wow.
was like literally like lots of seafood and lots of rice. So it was Aspen's husband that didn't really feel good.
Right.
So we got kind of a late start,
Poor
but
Chris.
he ended up rallying. But then their son didn't feel good and Aspen didn't feel good. So they were thinking like maybe they ate something. So we were trying to
Oh,
narrow it down. But everybody rallied and we still went and we had a really good time. Like I said, the weather was really nice. It made it really pretty. And her oldest son doesn't like his picture taken and he noticed that I'm a picture taker. I take too many pictures. Like I sent Aspen our pictures from our trip. It was like 140 pictures.
oh my gosh, Jessica. That's so funny. You
It's
want to know
not.
what the funniest part about that is that you and I keep saying we need to take more pictures of ourselves to put like on the podcast
Yeah.
or like to pair the podcast. And the when you were here, we took like three pictures of ourselves
I know. We need
in
to.
one sitting. We're so terrible.
We need to do a photo sesh. But here's the thing. We were out doing things though,
Right,
like
yeah.
and
Totally.
I do love spending time with my friends and their kids 'cause they're like getting older now where they can like I sat and had a conversation with Ruby's daughter.
Aww.
She was asking me what she was like when she was little 'cause I used to watch them.
Yeah.
And so I was telling her stuff, and I'm like, I don't know, what was I like as a babysitter? And she was like, oh, I could pretty much walk all over you and do whatever I wanted. And I was like, sounds about right, kid. Like, nothing's changed.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I'll let you have whatever you want. I told her she could come live with me, and she was like, okay.
That's so cute. Oh man, I know it's weird to think about like the kids that I used to babysit and how they're grown, you know?
Yeah.
It's so
Well,
weird when you think about it.
I've watched all of my friends' kids at some point or another.
Right.
And Aspen's kids I'm really close with too, not only because I spend a lot of time with her family, but I was there when they were both born and I've just always been really close to Aspen's family too. So,
Yeah.
her boys are older. They're, teenagers and they have their own ideas. And so I like genuinely like talking to them and hearing what they have to say. So when I posted a thing to Ruby for her birthday,
Right.
and when I was doing it, I had
On
realized,
Facebook.
yeah, I
Okay.
realized in doing that that we are 4 years away from being friends for 30 years,
Jeez.
which just blew my mind. And then I started thinking about Aspen because I met Aspen in middle school. And so Aspen and I have been friends for like 22 years.
Wow.
So
Yeah, that's bananas.
I think we were like 12 or 13 when we met. I want to say 13. 13 sounds right.
I have a friend named Sarah, and she and I have been friends since she was 4 and I was 5, and we shared sparklers on the 4th of July once, and
Yeah.
then after that we've just been friends this entire time,
Some
and
might
she.
say it ignited a friendship.
Oh, snap, girl. You know it did. Light it up. That's fire. Look at you. You're popping. Yeah, it definitely did. And we're still friends to this day. We don't, it's not like you guys though, because you guys talk to each other a lot. Sarah and I are both, busy and we're working moms, but also she lives in Idaho now. Like, her parents moved out there with all of her siblings, and she stayed here in Washington for years, and then finally was like, I really just want to like take my kids and be close to my parents, and her husband agreed, so they moved out there. But yeah, I've been friends with her since she was 4 and I was 5.
Yeah.
And we keep in touch, and we talk to each other on social media, but we also, like, I send them Christmas cards, they send me Christmas cards. Genuinely love her family. They're just really good people. She's a good person. Just, it's nice to know that that friendship has lasted like all these years. So technically, I guess this is our 30th year of friendship.
Wow.
But that's bananas, actually. You're right. That shit is weird.
When you start
Like,
thinking about it, like,
yeah, like, and also the fact that I'm 35, which means I'm halfway to the grave, and then I just dabbed because I'm old. From the womb to the tomb, dab.
I don't know, it's just weird to start to think about like the people that you've been around longer than you haven't in your lifetime.
Yeah, that is weird. Oh man. I mean, to be fair, with Sarah, it was literally all I had to do was make it through the 5th grade, and then after that, we've been friends longer than we weren't. We got into like little arguments when we were kids, but we never have like fought or anything. We've never been like a big teenage blowout fight where like you stop talking to each other or whatever, It
Yeah.
just always has been a very easy friendship. Don't get me wrong, I had those types of blow-ups with other friends,
Yeah.
but not with her. And then, yeah, I guess my second, like my other close friend from childhood is Stephanie. And I've known her since I was 6 and she was 5. Because both of
Yeah.
them have summer birthdays, and my birthday's in the fall. We're in the same grade, but I was older than they were. Does that make sense? So anyway, yeah, I met Stephanie a year later. So next year it will be our 30 years of friendship. But we were like, Stephanie and I were pretty much inseparable as kids, unless I was in Canada with my dad, because during the summer, and they had a pool too. It was like prime swimming season. And I'm in Canada, but
Yeah.
that's fine. I mean, my Auntie Monique had a pool too, so either way, it's great. Stephanie's pool was really cool because it had the slide, And there was
Yeah.
one summer I remember being very scared to go down the slide. And then once I finally did it, I couldn't stop. I was like, I love the slide, my favorite thing. But my Auntie Monique had a diving board, so we always had fun. It was great living two different places. But it was weird, you know.
Yeah.
Any kid of two different like countries will tell you that there are so many, and it's weird because Canada is probably the it's the closest thing to America that you can be other than American. I
Yeah.
would assume. I mean, I don't know. I'm only those two things, but it's literally like north of here. And you know, my family speaks English. My immediate, you know, family there speaks English, so it was very similar to being in America, but there are so many differences, and culturally there are differences, and everything that's in English is also in French. So, you know, like packaging and all that kind of stuff. Even stop signs, they say stop, and then underneath it they say arrête, because that's how everything is. It has to be bilingual, especially, you know, my family lived more. My dad lived in a bigger city, Winnipeg, and it's pretty divided linguistically there. So, Quebec is basically all, it's French is like the main language. And that's where my grandparents are from. So it was interesting. It was just interesting coming from two different places. But the best part was that the summers were hot and beautiful, and my aunt had a pool. And so even though Stephanie had a pool, and you know, that was prime swimming time, was when I was in Canada, I still got to swim no matter where I was. So, boom.
I never really went anywhere unless it was to like see you guys, but I never really went anywhere for
Yeah.
summers.
We did.
I did a few times with my dad, but that didn't last long.
Yeah. Well, things that I think and then don't say out loud about your biological father. But no, remember there were always those 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks after Jennifer and I would come home from Canada, but before school would start, and we would go to Florence, Oregon with grandma and grandpa. Even then we had a pool, because the campground that grandpa belonged to, that it was like the Thousand Trails, like national chains of campgrounds, they all had clubhouses and pools. So it was just like us staying in rented RVs, camping for like a week, and still getting to swim in a pool. I loved swimming as a kid. It was one of my favorite things to do. Even now, I prefer to bathe over showering, and I think that might have something to do with it.
Because you just like to splash around.
I just like to be encased in water. Like, I would sleep in one of those hyperbaric chambers
Oh, I
with,
couldn't do it.
oh, I've actually done a, you haven't done like a deprivation chamber?
No.
Oh, it was really good for me. I loved it. It was more, mine was like a flow, it's a room that's completely dark, and it has like a huge tub built into the floor, and it's full of like Epsom salt based water so that you literally float, and every other sense is taken away, like all of your senses. It's just complete deprivation, and you're laying in the salt water and you're floating, and your entire body just starts to release like so much tension. Zeb did it too at the same time. So we were in separate rooms doing it. And then when we got done, we also had massage booked at that place. Like the same place did all, it was like kind of all in one spa, whatever. This was way before we had a kid, when we had like, you know, money to blow and fun things to do. And now that's, if I have money to blow, I'm like, do you want the ham Lunchables or do you want the turkey? He hates when they give him the, you know, like the tea cookie instead of the Oreo. Because God forbid we have a different kind of cookie. Anyway, yeah, it was amazing. I loved it. And Zeb was like, I just thought it was weird. I didn't.
Yeah, I don't know that I do. Well, so here I've heard people talk about it, but they're in pods.
Yeah, like the ones that you actually like go into and then they close the little thing above you.
Yeah, I could not do that. I am
No.
claustrophobic and I would freak out.
Yeah, this was not like that. It was an entire room. And just think of it like if the pool were the size of like a queen sized bed and it's just water and you're just in there by yourself floating, but the whole room is dark, but it's not a deprivation chamber, it's just a float. So you're just kind of, but all of your other senses are taken away because the room is pitch black.
Yeah,
So
I don't know.
there's no light, you can't see anything, you can't really hear anything because your head is under this salt water.
I don't know how I would feel about that.
It was
Maybe.
better, I feel like, than going into like a tank. I would
Yeah, I
not
could.
have, I don't think I would have lasted very long in the tank because it's not, I don't even know that I have claustrophobia, but I don't think you need to be claustrophobic to not like the idea of I'm in this tank of water and they're closing a lid over the top of me.
Yeah,
Like
no,
that,
thank you.
yeah, no, that doesn't sound good to me at all. Like this thing that we did was literally like laying in a big tub, essentially.
Like I feel like that would be when the power goes out and I'm stuck and having like a panic
Shit. Oh my
like
God. I couldn't do, yeah, thanks a lot for that, 'cause no, I never. That's a terrifying thought. Oh,
Yeah.
and you know, like all those pods and stuff are like probably electronic.
They would be
Ugh.
if I was inside of it, I'm sure.
That would be your fucking luck, man. You went to the one pod place where everything's electronic and the power goes out.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm not signing up for that, never.
Yeah. But yeah, no. But another thing I think that makes me like the bath more is that we always came over there for the most part during spring break. And we would go to Aunt Barbie's lake place and we would go inner tubing and we would swim like all day. Because I mean, we're right there on the water and the lake was perfect. What is it, Deer Lake? Is that what it is? Yeah, I loved it there as a kid. It was like such joy. I loved being there as a kid.
Yeah, I have a lot of fond memories of that in the summertime.
Yeah.
So that's the thing is we didn't have pools, but we have a lot of lakes over here.
Yeah, for sure. Like that, I love so much that there are so many lakes. And when you get your tiny home, I'm going to stay with you when I'm there, and I'm going to swim all the time. I'm just going to
Yeah,
be out
we
on my floaty with my drink, just chilling.
even have a
Just.
float dock that has like a well, it used to have a diving board on it. I don't think it does anymore, but there's like a floating dock in the swimming area that you can swim out to.
Nice.
And then we go.
I want to lay in the water with a drink in my hand on a floaty and just get a tan and just live my life, my best life.
Hey, this is the place to do it.
I know, girl, I'm trying to this summer. No, I
I
don't
mean,
know. Maybe
we're
not.
they're saying that our home's supposed to be off the line like this week or next week or something like that is what they were saying. And but
They've said it all before, Jessica. I don't
yeah.
trust them as far as I can throw them.
Yeah, the last update I got was when I came back from your house.
Oh, really?
That is the last update my parents got. And so, like, we don't even know if that's still a thing or if that was just like them trying to get us to hold on longer.
Yeah, just
Because,
placating y'all.
yeah.
Oh my God. I feel like it's taking fucking forever.
It is. It's
It's
ridiculous.
taking so long.
They're like, oh, you're third in line. It'll be done by the second week of April. And I'm like, yeah.
They need to get the fuck on it. I think that your mom should be the squeaky wheel.
Well, she already has been. It's my dad's taking over now.
Well, somebody needs to be all over their shit because clearly they're not getting it together.
I mean, we basically camped through the winter, which is fun.
I cannot even imagine what that has been like. It seems like hell.
I
It
mean,
seems
yeah.
cold as fuck. That's the first thing. And I hate being cold.
Yeah.
I hate being either extreme, if I'm being honest. But like, if I had to pick one, I think I would rather be hot because I can jump in some water, which again, clearly one of my faves to do. I can get in front of a fan. I can get in front of AC. But when I'm cold, sometimes it feels like there's just nothing you can do sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah,
We've already
I
talked
don't know.
about
I
that.
would rather be cold because when I get hot, I turn into a bad time.
I turn into a bitch too. I know. I feel you, girl.
Yeah, I can't control my temper when I'm hot.
No.
Like,
I don't know.
everything's a problem.
Maybe it's just everybody. Maybe everybody is just. Let us know in the comment. If you guys could let us know in the comments if everyone's a bitch when they're hot, that would be great. Thanks. We just leave it in the notes, episode notes.
Maybe we should start asking questions of the listeners.
Yeah, I was wondering if we should do like a weekly question, like a poll, like on the Facebook group, or maybe now we have Instagram. We have Instagram, everybody, and we also have Twitter, a Twitter handle. We're going to get on Reddit because Micah Music is telling us we need to get on Reddit. So we're going to do that. But yeah, we're going to be on the four corners of social media. Come
Yeah.
find us. But
Come
yeah,
find us, guys.
yeah, please do. And rate, review, and subscribe if you could tell a friend, you know, or
Yeah.
if you hate podcasts and you hate listening to our voice, tell your nemesis. Again, as long as it works out in our favor, we can be your revenge. If that's what you need, please, by
We'll
all
take it.
means, we'll take it. Absolutely. So this week was a picture day at the Little Monte, and I dressed Ezra up in a really cute outfit that I liked, and I also put on these shoes that we'd gotten for him, and I was so excited because his fit was straight stunting. He had like a button-down blue shirt on with like khaki denim, and then these high top brown sneakers that had zips on the side. They were very, they're the Cat and Jack from Target knows what's up. And they be styling these little kids like he was stunning. However, because of the pandemic at his little Montessori, they have, and I totally forgot about this fact, they have been having the kids put their outside shoes in their cubbies. And when they are inside, they wear inside shoes. And then when they go outside, they put on their outside shoes. So in the picture, my kid is looking so fresh. He's got his button-down shirt. He's got on his khaki denim. And then you look at his feet and he's wearing orange and gray Crocs. I was like, the fuck? Where are those dope ass brown high top sneakers I put my kid in when he left this house to get his picture taken? What is happening? I was like, Zeb, are you seeing this? I was so upset. Because at first you're like, you're just looking at the pictures of his little face. You're like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. Can't help it. Oh, he's so cute. I mean, what the fuck's going on his feet? Where are those sneakers?
Crap it.
I know I'm about to. Tell me about it. I'm about to put little stickers, get stickers made of the shoes and put them on his little stupid Crocs. Fucking dumb. We did get the digital print, so I probably will crop it out of there. I'm so pissed. It was the fit. I love shoes. I love shoes. Shoes are the best. I like getting a new pair of shoes. And I just got an all white pair of Adidas shell toes, but like they're the superstars. But the Adidas logo is multicolored and they're so fresh. And the stitching is all white. And they just look so good. And I wore them out of the house today to the hair salon. And my first thought immediately was like, this bitch better not drip that dye onto my brand new shoes. And then I thought to myself, like, first of all, don't say that. She's probably a nice person, which turns out she was a wonderful person. Second of all, and more importantly, I'm paying way more for this like hair treatment than I paid for these shoes. Like, if anything's more expensive. And then third of all, it was your decision to wear these shoes here. You could have thrown on like your old Vans and strolled in here, but no, you decided you needed to wear your fresh ass shell toes. Needless to say, she was also a very careful stylist, so she didn't get any dye on my brand new shoes. Like, I'm such an asshole sometimes when I.
Well, that's good. It, you got new, nice shoes on and a new do.
Oh man, my hair. And she did a good job with the cut, and I'm not disappointed with the color because I wanted to go light for summer. I did kind of take a blonde page out of your playbook, but I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of brassy on one side. And I think it was just sort of like it has nothing to do with her. I've been using that Madison Reed like deliver to your door stuff. And they
Yeah.
obviously have a different brand of dye at the salon. And so I think it
Right.
was just like, she was like, okay, well, this is what it is. And she told me to come back in 4 weeks and she would tone it up. But I'm busy like 4 weeks from now. That weekend is Mother's Day weekend. And then the next weekend I have plans. And so I was like, I can't be back until the 22nd. But I do know that I have purple shampoo from the last time I was blonde. And so I think if I just use some of that, I might be okay.
That'll help.
Yeah, I think it will. And it's gonna tone down anyway once I start washing it. But yeah, she did, the cut is great. She did a great job. Like I'm satisfied. But you know how you get to the register and they used something nice in your hair, and you're like, you know what? I want that bottle of that stuff she used in my hair. Because I gotta have it. Well, so then you tag that onto the already high bill, and she tells you the total, and you have to pretend not to pop your eyes and get like sticker shock, you know? Oh shit, I just way overspent at this salon, and now I gotta go home to Zeb, and he still doesn't know what I spent. He's gonna see it on the credit card statement in about 2 to 5 business days. He's gonna be like, what the fuck, Kimmy? I'm gonna be like, but look at my hair, it's so nice. I don't know, it's not like they do it on purpose. They're just using product in your hair so when you leave their salon you look good, you know. But then you start thinking to yourself and justifying why you need the sprayable hair wax that she was using, you know. Like, first of all, it smells fantastic. I can't wait to just be covered in this scent all the time. It'll mix really well with my flower balm. So yeah, by the time the cut and the color, and then I bought these 2 bottles of the product that she used in my hair, I was like, holy, what now? Madam, madam. And then you can't be like, remember what I said about this product? I want you to put it back on the shelf. I don't, like, you can't do that. You just asked for it. And then she's like, okay, so your
Right.
total is blah blah blah. And you're like, it's blah blah blah. Okay, all right. Don't, your eyes can't go wide in this moment, Kimmy. You wanted this, and now you just have to put it on your credit card and not say anything. So that's what I did.
Well, I don't know if this says something about me or my age or what, but as soon as you said something about white shoes,
Yeah.
like that, it almost gives me anxiety for
I
you
know.
wearing out. But I don't wear white shoes anymore. Is that weird?
No.
That used to be the only kind that I'd buy in tennis shoes is
Yeah.
white. And now I only wear black ones.
Yeah. I did
And
too for a long time. White is just coming back. Like it's a hella flex to wear like white kicks.
yeah,
Also,
I
for a
just
mom, it's just really stupid because like my kid is undoubtedly gonna tomorrow drop like a chocolate ice cream cone on the top of my new shell toes, and I'm gonna be fucking
probably.
hot. I know. It's stupid. It's like the dumbest thing I could have. I don't know what it is either, because like I haven't been doing it either. I've been wearing like black tennis shoes just like you. I've just been kind of also just kind of going with the trend. Like at the end of high school, Chuck Taylors were really the it thing. And then for a while, I was really into ballet flats because I was trying to do a Jessica Day situation and very new girl my life. And then like that wasn't cool anymore. So I got a pair of riding boots. Turns out my calves are too fat for that. So, but no, my tennis shoes have remained black and I've been wearing like Vans and stuff more recently. But then everyone's bringing back also another thing, which I am not the hugest fan of, is like blocky looking shoes. Like, you remember K-Swiss, how they were always like really, like the sole of them was really thick and like blocky, kind of like chunky.
Yeah.
That is back in a big way. Like the 90s are back hard.
They are.
And it's so crazy to me because I remember very specifically once the early 2000s hit and we were all wearing like bell bottoms and stuff, like flare jeans. My mom was like, yeah, like fashion is cyclical and everything go like comes back around. Like it
Right.
gets cool again. And I remember thinking, Mom, now that we have flare jeans, we're never again going back to that like Guess and Levi's mom jeans with the long butt. And then now I just look around and all I see is long butts everywhere.
I
Just
know.
everybody with a long butt. And it does not work for me because my butt is a straight up bubble. Like it's too, I can't put on a pair of those pants. Like I wear
Well,
skinny jeans because when
yeah.
I wear anything else, it looks ridiculous because my ass is such a bubble. It just goes, it's a shelf. I don't know.
I don't
Judy's
even
huge.
know the last time I wore jeans. Is
Yeah,
that weird?
no, it's not weird because first of all, your profession is in the medical field, so you wear scrubs, but then you also really like joggers.
I love joggers. They're so comfortable.
Yeah, there's something about a jog. Like if I didn't have to go to work, I would abandon slacks altogether and just wear joggers. Like I
Oh, I
would do the
love.
same thing. Plus they look really cute on you. Like when you put them on with your black tennis shoes and stuff, I think you look cute.
Oh,
I
thanks.
love it. I think it's a good look. I also really like hoodies too, though. Like you and I are on the same hoodie page. I want everyone to just abandon this crew neck idea. Especially just okay, if you live somewhere else and you're rocking a crew neck, good for you. You know, California, when you guys hit the 60s and you have to put on your sweatshirts because that's apparently when they get cold. 60s and 70s is like chilly to them. Here we're like, oh my gosh, we need t-shirts. Somebody, this
Yeah,
is too hot.
hot.
But in the Pacific Northwest, let's be real about who we are and where we live. Let's be real about the fact that it's going to rain and I don't want my head to get soaking wet. So I need the hood. Like,
Yeah.
does a crew neck look great? Fine, sure, whatever. Does it make sense? Not in this climate. Like, and I'm a straight up Washingtonian up and down. I'm not carrying a goddamn umbrella. Why would I do that? No one's doing that. I'm not doing that. That's unnecessary headache is what that's just mess.
Yeah, I
Even
won't buy
the
that. Have a
no.
hood.
Yeah, like why? Why are we doing? I have one crew neck sweatshirt. It's a Calvin Klein sweatshirt that I got on like Markdown or whatever. And I hate it. Because there's
I
no
have one.
hood.
Yeah. I have one which I probably wouldn't wear anyway, but it's Grandpa's and it's a Seahawk sweatshirt.
Oh, well, that's sweet. That's sentimental.
So I'll wear it if the time comes, but it's
Yeah.
not. That's the only one I have. The rest are all hoodies.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is like, and so are mine, to be fair. Like, I like a hood. Even if the sweatshirt that I get is lightweight, like you and I went to Crystal Mountain a few years ago, and I got two hoodies that are like jersey knit. They're like a t-shirt material
Yeah.
and they're thinner, but
Yeah.
so either I'll rock it under like a puffy vest or I wear it on like, a mid-temp day. But I still want the hood. I want to be able to pull that thing up if it starts raining. This is the Pacific Northwest. Like, yes, we have all different types of climate, but it is true that it rains. Like, that's just a fact. Precipitation is to be expected. So, and also, we can't trust the weatherman. So, the meteorologist is like the only job where you can consistently be wrong and not be fired in the Pacific Northwest. Okay, it's harder to predict the weather than it is to predict how the Seahawks are going to play. That's just true. So, I mean, statistically speaking, I know what the outcome of a game better than I know if it's going to rain during the game.
Which it did when we went.
Yeah, it did rain when we went. And guess what? We both had on fucking hoodies.
That's right.
You know it, girl. And yours was purple, which was a damn shame. But I'm just saying, like, we both had hoodies. It was smart. It was a smart decision all around.
Do you have certain brands of things that you like?
Yes, I
Like,
do.
do you have like a specific shoe that you like to wear? Like your favorite shoe, and do you have multiples of them?
So
Yeah.
I have, so very specifically for work, I like to wear like an ankle boot, but it's because this is such an old lady thing to say. I can't even believe I'm admitting this. So I used to wear flats. And I have a bad ankle, which we've talked about so many times. I'm sick of it. I'm like blue in the face with this stupid ankle discussion. But I have to put orthotics inside of my, like, if I'm going to wear a shoe all day long, I have to put orthotics inside. And so I like to get an ankle boot, and I'll usually do like a black suede or a brown suede for work. And then I'll just wear that until it's dead, and then I'll get a new pair. But I still have a bunch of other dress shoes that I sometimes will rotate in. Like, I have some really cute Oxfords I like to wear, but they're like a light tan, and my orthotics don't go into them because they're too short. Like, they're not tall enough for the room that I need for my orthotics. But as far as like my regular life goes, which it I guess is it's neither here nor there. I really like New Balance shoes. Like, New Balance is my favorite, is one of my favorite sneakers. My other favorite sneaker is Adidas. But I've always really loved Adidas. I like how they look. And then I remember the first time Zeb took me out on a date, he had a brand new pair of Sambas on. And I was like, ooh, I'm gonna marry this man. I just like I if you've got a fresh pair of shoes on, I don't know what it is, but I'm like, hello, hi, look at you with your shoes. It's such a weird thing to like pay attention to, but I do. So yeah, New Balance is probably my favorite, seconded to Adidas. It was always Adidas growing up, but at a certain point, New Balances just became more comfortable. And it's totally like a mom shoe situation. Like, when I slip into my New Balances, I know who I am. I'm the mom that's out walking around in her New Balances. Like, but I just, and it's really funny because my sister and I are talking about this, like how we literally wear like tapered jeans, tennis shoes with crew socks, and sweatshirts, which is what our mom used to wear. Now, to be fair, our mom also used to wear crew necks and not hoodies, but she would always have a hooded coat over her crew neck because my mom just ran cold. And my sister and I generally don't. Like, we run hot. Again, French temper, who knows? I don't know, can't tell you. So we were joking about it the last time she was over, and she was like, is it just me, or do we just basically dress like how we used to rip on mom for dressing? And I was like, yeah, dude, completely. And we're standing there in like hoodies and tapered jeans, and my sister's got on her freaking, her kicks. And I'm like, dude, we look just like mom. Like, and we used to rip on her so hard. I like, teenage girls are so mean. My poor mother, may she rest in peace forever because I gave her hell on earth. Jesus, that poor woman. God bless.
You, I'm a boring person.
Yeah, what do you like?
Learned
What's your shoe?
that. Well, I don't even want to say now. You just had like 90 different things, and
I'm
I'm gonna like
sorry.
two, and then it's gonna be like, oh, that's it.
The thing that I'm really interested in trying are the North Face shoes that you were showing me that you have.
Oh, I have those on right now.
You do, they're like little booties, right? They're so cute.
Yeah, they're okay. So they're North Face. They
Yeah.
are winter boots. They're waterproof.
Right.
They probably aren't supportive for you, but around here to walk through the snow and stuff, they're perfect. These ones are the booties. They do have ones that go up higher.
Are they non-slip?
Yeah, they have traction on the bottom. In fact, the snow gets caught in it, and I have to like really get it off of there because it really gets stuck in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're one of Kitty's friends had them, and they hers are gray and shiny, and they remind me of moon boots. I got a different print on mine, so they didn't look like that, but I still have people point at them and look at me funny. Some people have called them slippers, and I'm like, they're boots. They're North
They
Face boots.
slippers.
But I kind of like will push the heel part in and wear them more like slippers just to go back and forth from the trailers.
Right.
But my shoe of choice that I wear every day is Under Armour. I'm
Yeah.
addicted to Under Armour. And mine, somebody pointed out that they look like the hockey skates, the men's hockey skates. I'm like, oh, they do. Maybe
That's
I'm,
funny.
I don't know.
Yeah,
But
Zeb has a pair
I,
of Under Armour shoes that have lasted like a really long time, and he likes them a lot. So
yeah,
I don't think that's
I
boring at all.
totally love Under Armour. I have, I think, three pairs of the same shoe.
That's
And
funny.
I have a couple others that they make also from. I've been wearing them for years. My softball cleats are also Under Armour. I just really like that brand for shoes.
That's nice.
But then the only other thing I wear is in the summer, I'll wear sandals, but I don't really wear anything dress up or anything. I like the sandals that like crissy crossy everywhere.
Yeah. Those
As
are fun.
I like rings that crissy crossy.
So like I was talking about, so I was talking about the salon, right? And I was saying how you get the sticker shock after they use the good product. However, what I will say about this is that good product is like worth paying for, you know? Like you don't want something like you can buy anything off of a shelf, but sometimes it truly is like it's not just companies like packaging things a certain way and overpricing it. Sometimes that's the case. It's definitely true. And consumerism drives industry. I get it. But sometimes a product is just genuinely better, right? So, as a for instance, our cousin Jamie sells this amazing product called Red Aspen, okay? And I personally bought the most amazing eyeshadow palette from Jamie, and it cost me $89. That's a lot for an eyeshadow palette, right? Depending upon the brand of eyeshadow palette. However, the pigments on this palette are incredible. Like, literally, one swipe of the color is enough. Like, you don't even need to layer. If you're in a hurry, sometimes if I'm in a hurry and I'm like rushing out the door to get to work, I'll grab one of the colors with my ring fingers and just do both eyes really quickly and clean it up with some, like with a brush and a little foundation, and I will go. And the pigment stays all day. Like,
Yeah, she She's the one that got me hooked on lashes. That's where I get my lashes
Oh,
from. Is
that's right.
And so I don't wear a lot of makeup. I don't wear eyeshadow. I just wear like the eyeliner and the mascara. But if I want to zhuzh it up, I throw some lashes on.
Yeah, those lashes are amazing. And that I actually did a TikTok video where I was wearing those lashes.
Yeah.
And you can absolutely tell the difference when I am not wearing lashes, but I
Right.
personally don't think that they look false. They're
No.
cut in a very specific way. So I mean, yeah, because I bought the lashes at the same time that I bought the palette, because you'd been raving about that. And
Yeah.
it's honestly just a good product. Like I'm willing to pay the extra money to get lashes that look more genuine and less
And
false.
they last. If you take care of them and clean
Yeah.
them, they last. And
She did a video like a couple of days ago. You know what we should do is we should drop a link in the episode
yes.
for her Facebook page, because she just did a video on how to clean them with, I think, micellar water.
Yeah, that's what I take my makeup off with, and that's what I
Yeah.
use for lashes.
Oh, I didn't know you used it on the lashes. Yeah, I take my makeup off with that too, the L'Oreal, or no, the Garnier one. I use the blue
Yeah.
one. She used the pink one, but I use the blue one.
Too.
You use the blue one too?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is like, even at the salon, when I'm buying the product, I'm like, okay, yeah, is this sprayable hair wax $25? Yeah. Is it working for my hair and making things look great? Absolutely. And that's how I feel about Jamie's products too. Like, I'm obsessed with this palette. I think I'm going to have this palette for a long time too, because a little bit goes such a long way.
Right.
Yeah, and it, like
Yeah.
with the lashes, if you can reuse them, oh my gosh, it's a game changer.
Yeah, you can reuse them if you take good care of them and you're gentle with them and you take them off the proper way and you clean them the proper way, they will last.
Yeah.
And also, like you were saying, how they look real, they don't look fake. I have people ask me all the time who did my lashes.
Yeah.
Like they're glue on, like I
Yeah.
did them, and they're
People
like, no,
think you went somewhere and you got them done like professionally.
yes,
Yeah.
and I didn't glue them off. My makeup takes me like all of like 10 minutes to do, like
Yeah.
nothing fancy.
Which is so it's really funny because you are it's not I'm not funny. Ha ha. It's I look a little Alanis Morissette ironic, if you will. It's just funny because you definitely don't wear a ton of makeup, but just doing the two steps of the eyeliner and the lashes, I have looked at you and just been like, oh my God, I'm so jealous right now because you look so pretty. And I'll have a full face of makeup on and just be like, I'm garbage right now. You look amazing. And it's just those two things. Like
Yeah.
it's not like it's a ton of stuff. The same thing, that's how I feel about this palette. I know I'm raving about it, but it's literally so easy to like, and I also use it when I'm trying to be fancy. I bust out the brushes and get into it because I do like makeup. I love to do my makeup. I wasted way too much time before my hair appointment today putting on makeup, and then she just, washed my hair and totally got my forehead wet, and then it was my secret was revealed. Which that's always the fun trip to the salon when they wash your hair and then they can see how far your makeup on your forehead comes off. But yeah,
Yeah.
as a person who loves to take their time, I bust out the brushes and pull out all the stops. I go to town.
I don't do that very often. I do sometimes, but it's got to be for something
Yeah.
special. Or like we had family pictures done a few years ago,
Oh,
and
yeah.
I had so much makeup on my face that Aspen was like, "Your makeup looks so good." And I was like, "Well, it took me 2 hours to do it. I hope it looks good."
I mean, those family pictures were beautiful and you did look incredible. Like they turned out so good. And of course, that's our cousin Stephanie. She's just a talented photographer, as is her sister Alyssa. They both love photography and they are both very talented photographers. And so I'm not surprised, but also just way to be good looking. Good for you, hottie. Stephanie took some family pictures of us when we were in Lincoln City a few years ago when Ezra was like, I think he was just like 1 and a couple months. He wasn't very old, and it's still to this day. And it was just a quick, really quick. She took, set us down, took a couple of pictures. He was getting fussy. I thought for sure he made too much of a fuss, and she's not going to be able to get us anything good. She got me some of the most cute, candid shots of my little man, and just the nicest family photos of Zeb and Ezra and I. And all we did was just go sit outside in what we had on.
I know it has a lot to do with the kind of camera, and they know how to play with the lighting really well, and they also know how to position the camera. I don't know. I guess there's lots of things that go into photography that they just make it look really easy.
Well, the thing that I like about Alyssa and about Stephanie is they're not afraid to tell you, like, Kimmy, turn your head this way. Because I have had so many photographers not tell me, like, I don't want to bring it up. It's not good. I recently had a picture taken of me where everyone else looks so stunning, and I just look like the ugliest duckling. I just look so gross. And I feel like if somebody had just said, hey, your chin looks weird, do this instead, I would have felt a million times better in that photo. But I just looked like the odd one out. I looked terrible, and everyone else looked incredible. And it's so frustrating. But our cousins aren't afraid to say, hey, please
No.
move your face. You need to move your face because that looks stupid.
In fact, when we were taking those family photos, she had my brother and I lay down on a blanket, like on our stomachs, and sit up in the, so our legs were behind us, And she's like, yeah, Jesse, that's not gonna work. And I'm like, what? And she's like, you need to take your sweater and like crisscross it in front of you because all I got is straight cleavage, girl.
Oh, that's so funny.
Cool. So if you pay attention to our family photos, the photo Corey and I have my sweater crisscrossed in front of me because she got a straight boob shot.
Yeah, she was like, it's all cleave, and you're laying on this blanket with your brother.
Right, like this isn't giving me family photo vibes. This is bad.
This is not burlesque, madam. We are in the park. You need
And it's the park across the street from Grandma and Grandpa's old house.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Oh. All right, man, listen. Good talk. Great,
Yes,
great talk.
until next week.
Until next week, I'm gonna go downstairs. I'm really excited. So, did I tell you about this wine company called 19 Crimes?
Yes.
Okay, so you've seen it. If you hold up the app to the bottle, like,
Yeah.
okay, the latest one is SNOOPDOGG.
Oh, really?
Yes. I can't wait to get downstairs. I'm gonna hold up the app to the bottle. I'm going to see what Snoop has to say after he tried to make me cry with that DMX Tupac crossover post on Insta. And I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be happy drinking my Snoop 19 Crimes red wine.
You'll have to
So,
send it to me. Send a picture to me.
okay, that sounds good. I will. I leave a blue
And
flag hanging out my backside, but only on the left side. I'm
don't. Okay.
not going to finish that.
While you're drinking red wine,
Well, I'm
that
drinking
sounds
red wine. So,
red wine.
we went from Snoop Dogg and straight Crippin' to UB40 red wine. I love it. We're all over the map.
And also, don't forget to look us up on the Twitter
Yeah.
and the gram.
Twitter,
Oh,
Instagram,
by the way,
we're gonna figure out Reddit.
our handle on Twitter is useless combos. It's plural.
Yeah.
Useless combos. Come find us.
Yeah, 'cause it's a lot of conversations. And they are
Yes.
useless. Useless
Yeah.
convos.
That's us.
That's us. Come find us. Come find us and do some twits or whatever. I'm old, so I don't know. What are they? The twit knits, nitty
And
twitties.
send me tweets. This week we gotta
Yeah,
do.
we're doing Tweetin's tweets this week on
Yes,
Wednesday.
episode.
So
Send me your tweets.
yeah,
We want them read.
we need tweets, people. Let's get it together. Teamwork makes the dream work.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, until next week.
Until next week.
Okay. I love you.
I love you huge.